This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin traveled Monday to Kenya for talks with defense officials about security and counterterrorism. On Sunday, Austin thanked U.S. troops in Djibouti for their role in evacuating U.S. diplomats from Sudan in April. Austin also praised Somali forces for making impressive progress in the fight against al-Shabaab. Kosovo has observed a day of mourning after a Kosovar-Albanian police officer was killed by Serb gunmen in a monastery. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
After the attack on the monastery, muffled gunshots could be heard in the North Kosovan district of Banjska as Kosovar police attempted to push back the assailants. Kosovo's Prime Minister, Albin Kurti, said the attack was politically, financially and logistically supported by official Belgrade. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić denied any involvement by Belgrade and said the gunmen were local Kosovo Serbs who no longer wanted to stand Kurti's terror. Tensions in Kosovo were heightened earlier this year when Serbs boycotted local elections held in the north. After the elections, local Serbs then tried to prevent the newly elected ethnic Albanian mayors from entering their offices, leaving dozens injured. I'm Karen Chamas.
And UN Technology Envoy Amandeep Gill says understanding the risks of artificial intelligence is a goal of a new UN advisory group.
What worries me is that we let it go forward in a way that one deludes us about what AI is capable of, and two, it leads to more concentration of tech and economic power in a few hands.
This is VOA News. The Philippines said on Monday it executed a special operation to remove a floating barrier installed by China at a prime fishing patch in the South China Sea, a move that could stoke tension after a years-long detente in Asia's most disputed waters. The Philippines expressed outrage on Sunday and shared images of Chinese Coast Guard policing a long buoy barrier near the Scarborough Shoal, a rocky outcrop 200 kilometers from the Philippines. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, jamming the roads to Armenia after their decades-old separatist state was defeated by Azerbaijan in a lightning-fast military operation. The leadership of the 120,000 Armenians who call Karabakh home told media they were leaving because they feared persecution and ethnic cleansing. In the U.S., the second Republican presidential debate is Wednesday, and Rumble has the exclusive online live stream for it. It's a platform that's been criticized for allowing far-right extremism. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The alternative video sharing platform Rumble has also been criticized for bigotry, election disinformation, and conspiracy theories. The RNC's chairwoman said earlier this year the decision was aimed toward getting away from big tech. Rumble's content flouts the rules of more mainstream social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Rumble says it has policies against speech promoting violence, anti-Semitism, and racism. Some GOP contenders have campaign videos on the site, including former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Julie Walker, New York.
More schools in the U.S. are adopting four-day weeks, when for parents, the challenge can be day five. In an AP interview, Christopher Doss, a policy researcher, says four-day school weeks are really just a Band-Aid on the real problems.
At the end of the day, you're not really looking at the underlying causes of stress in the education system, whether that be kind of financial budgets that are too small, or if we're talking about mental health or other types of stress that teachers and students face.
The Taliban are creating a large-scale camera surveillance network for Afghan cities, an Interior Ministry spokesman told Reuters, as authorities seek to supplement thousands of cameras already across the capital, Kabul. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.